This is fun! The FU Network.
And now, here's Michelle Badusky, keeping it real.
So this is Mr. Roman, who is in kindergarten. So what do you think of doing school at home?
It is good and nice.
Good and nice? What's your favorite part of it?
Math and science and reading.
Are we having lots of fun?
Yes.
Is Mommy a good teacher?
Yes.
Oh, hi. My name's Sarah. I'm in grade 9. And I really enjoy just working from home in general and doing things at my own pace and at my own desk. And that's probably my favorite part of homeschooling.
And now, here's Michelle Badusky, keeping it real.
Hey everyone, it is Michelle Badusky, keeping it real with you here on Kick FM Radio, Ed the Sox FU Network, or if you're watching me on my own Facebook page, website, or listening to me on SoundCloud, thank you. Thank you for tuning in with me today. I thought I'd share something a little bit different today. I know that everyone's, frustrated. We are entering, for me, this is going to be my fourth week working from home with the kids. And now we all know that school here in Manitoba has been canceled indefinitely. And we don't know when, if the kids will be going back to school at all. And that's just a fact. The schools need to close for precautionary reasons. I think we all get that at this point. COVID-19 is not something, I don't necessarily want to talk about COVID-19. We've been doing that over and over and over again, and it's not that I want to ignore it, but it is time to start realizing that we are looking at a new normal here. For the first week or so, everyone could be sitting there going, when are we going to get back to work? When is this going to happen? We kind of went on vacation mode and said, okay, well, if we got to stay home, let's make the best of it. Well, now we know that it could be a long time that we're here. It could be weeks. It could be months. We don't know. And we can't stay in that kind of vacation mode forever. At least I can't, and neither can my kids. And so that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about today, is some of the things we're doing here with my family to restructure this new normal. Working from home, schooling from home, it's different, but it's going to last a while. And I've found some things that are working for us that I thought I'd share with you. And hopefully, maybe you've got some tips that you can share with me and the rest of my followers so that we can all learn from each other and absolutely make the best of it. So for us, my husband and I talked about, how important the education of our kids is. Obviously, it is extremely important to us. And the idea of them missing, a month or even longer of school wasn't acceptable. So right from day one, we knew that we were going to not only keep them up on the work that their teachers were sending home with them, but also doing kind of our own thing here at the house. And we knew that we were going to do that. My hat's off to all the teachers that are scrambling right now, trying to figure out how they're going to teach online or keep, packages going for those without internet or online access for those that do. They are scrambling. And I know, even with my own limited experience of teaching adults, that those sudden switches can really throw a wrench into things. And I know that they're working as hard as they can. And this is no disrespect to them. I have all the respect in the world for our educators out there, whether they're early childhood educators, K to 12, university, college. It's not an easy job. And what they're going through right now is even harder. So my hat's off to them who are out there scrambling to make sure that parents have as many resources and as much help as possible to work with their kids at home. Now, this isn't official homeschooling. Someone called it crisis schooling. But here in my family, we have decided to just call it homeschool. We got together with all three kids. I have three kids at home. One of them is in kindergarten. One of them is in grade 3 and the other is in grade 9. So talk about a wide variety of subjects and, competencies and things like that we learn to address. And I am not an educator, not a childhood educator. I do teach adults, but that's a far cry from elementary and high school curriculum. So What I wanted to do was create something for my family that got them excited and kept us on a regular schedule. My husband is working from home, so, you know, he actually has office hours and has to do and accomplish things throughout the day. So the rest of us kind of can't be on vacation mode and kind of, you know, sleeping until noon and doing all of these things. So I wanted to make sure that we stayed on some kind of regular schedule, that we were getting, you know, everything kind of covered. So we sat down as a family and we kind of came up with their own school schedule. Now, it's going to seem, I'm going to share this with you, it's going to seem a little structured or rigid. It's not. It's totally flexible because I still have work. I still have jobs that I need to do. I still have calls I need to take. Obviously not as much as before, but you know, there are still things that I are out of my control. So our schedules are flexible, but it gives the kids a good sense of structure and they know what needs to be done. And you know what, before you sit there and go, you know, you need to relax. In my family, one of the big lessons that I always teach my kids, and you've heard me say this if you follow me on social media, is that we do the things we have to do to get the things we want to do, or, you know, to get the things we want or get access to the things. So we do the things we have to do so that we can do the things we want to do, right? I teach my kids that, and I have since, you know, they were babies, that, you know, if you want ice cream after dinner, you've got to clean your room, those types of things. So this is no different. I need them to know that they have expectations here, that they are not on extended holidays, that I do have expectations that they need to continue working on. And what we did was sat down as a family. We got a little, I'm going to show you this if you're on camera, if you're watching me. I have this schedule that we have arranged with the kids, and we all sat down together to figure out what subjects we wanted to teach. Now, the kids do have material coming home from, you know, coming from their teachers, and they're working on that in these classes, but I'm also coming up with different ways to teach different things that is fun, and we have a lot of fun. So, for example, today is Monday. We started off, instead of doing journaling, which I think is important for everybody, so they have these little notebooks that they have, and I've set up my dining room so that it's kind of like a little classroom where, you know, each kid has a cubby for the work that they're working on. Each kid has a box of completed material that they're going to, you know, package all together for their teachers to show them what they've been doing. They have to keep it all clean and organized. They each have a drawer with all their, you know, pencils and erasers and all of that kind of stuff. And the dining room table is the desk where I separate the boys, and then we can clear it off after school and we still have dinner as a family, or at least we try to. And so today being Monday, I wanted to start them off with journaling. So this is just a way to start the day to get them kind of sat down and kind of focused on, okay, we're going to do today. So they have these little notebooks and it's like, what are we going to do today? And I have some questions on the board, just like, you know, what's the weather outside? How well did I sleep? Those kind of things. So my 8-year-old can just do that. He can read and he can write. So he's filling out his journal and it gives him good practice on how to, you know, answer questions, things like that. My kindergartner is just learning how to read and just learning how to write. So I sit there with him and help him figure out ways to say these things and spell different words. And we kind of set up our day. Now, we've got that scheduled 9:30. At 9:30 in the morning. My boys are up at 7 every single day, doesn't matter. And my husband has to work. So he starts work about 8:30. So we're up anyways. So 9:30, you know, they can kind of watch TV, they can do whatever. We don't allow video games in our house during the week, except for after school. So that hasn't changed. That's still a rule. Monday to Friday, they don't play video games until after school. That hasn't changed. So they get up in the morning and they have breakfast and they can watch TV or play, you know, Lego or whatever they're doing. And at 9:30, I call them into the dining room and we did this little bit of writing. Today we did something different because Roman had an assignment from his teacher that was sent to him. So they decided to write Easter stories and draw Easter pictures. So we did that and we had a lot of fun doing it. And we actually, they spent about half an hour, right? I have classes scheduled every hour throughout the day, but it's not like they're doing it for an hour. They're not sitting at the desk and being forced to do all this stuff. It's like, okay, right now we're going to work on these Easter stories. And it took us about maybe half an hour by the time we were done drawing and coloring the pictures. And then they went and they were doing their own thing, and I was doing my own thing. I still, you know, have a house to clean and kids to feed and all those things. And then at 10:30, I brought him back and we were working on social studies. And one of the really cool things is I've separated them. So Ivan is learning about my, and he's in grade three. So what I've done is kind of sat down with him and said, well, what do you want to learn about? Not just, you know, what's in the curriculum, because I don't necessarily know that. I don't know what they're supposed to be learning, you know, in grade three or in kindergarten, but I do know that geography and social studies is very important. So that's what we called it. And he's learning about the continents. So I put together some, I went online and I got some sheets on the different continents, and I have a globe. And then I printed out all the continents and I did coloring pages. So while we're talking about the continents, my kindergarten kid is sitting there coloring picture of Australia or, you know, whatever continent. And he's learning all seven continents while Ivan and I are talking about what is a continent. And he can actually now point them out on the map. He can label them, do that kind of thing. So we did that. And then, you know, when that was done, they went away. And then it was time at 11:30 for math. And so by this time, they've maybe been sitting at the table for, I don't know, an hour total in the morning, and it's now 9:30, and they've studied continents, and they've studied, you know, these Easter Bunny move or Easter Bunny stories, and math class. My boys love math. Now, it might seem a little strange, but my kindergartner loves math to the point where he's doing grade three math already, which is something that amazed me in the last 3 weeks. I never knew that. I never knew what an aptitude for math he had. He's doing multiplication tables. We're doing triple digit addition, you know, where they're carrying the ones and all of these things. So math class, I work with the boys together and they're learning, you know, Ivan wanted to learn, we're working on long division with him, but you know, Roman's working on multiplication. He's in kindergarten. It's really kind of cool to just let them do their own thing. And as I say, well, have you ever seen this? And he picks it up and it was so cool. So what we're doing in math is we're playing a game. It's a dice game my grandfather used to play with me. It's called Race to 1,000, where you have three rolls of the dice, you get the highest, and then you know, keep adding it until you get to 1,000. Simple game, but when you think of it, I'm making them do all the math. So if, you know, they roll 26 this time, but they only get 13 the next time, they have to write down the numbers, make the equation, and add it up. We've been playing it 2 days. The first time we played until one of the boys got to 300, and then today we played till they got to 500. And then you could tell they had enough, and they're excited about it. They can't wait to play again tomorrow to see who's the first one to get to 600. And as soon as they start kind of getting, you know, antsy and fidgety and from playing this game, then we're done. And it's super fun. They didn't even realize they know it's math class, but we were playing a game. Yahtzee was another one. I've got all these worksheets that I go to this website. You can find them anywhere on the internet, but education.com is the one I've been downloading tons of worksheets and things like that and printing off for the kids. And, but there's so many, the schools have resources. There's so many links on the internet. If you have a great one, you know, put it in the comments, email me, let me know what it is. So we've been doing those types of things. And now they're excited that when they're finished this, they want to actually start at 1,000 and go to zero, doing the exact same thing, but in reverse using, subtraction. So we're having a lot of fun doing that. And then by the time that game was over, it was lunchtime. That's how fast, like, our days are going so fast. They're so busy and they're sleeping so well at night. They're absolutely exhausted. In the afternoon, we have reading and writing class where we sit down with a book and I work with, you know, them on sounds and things like that. Ivan is actually reading a chapter book. It's called The Drift House. So what I've done is I've started reading it and just writing down questions for him that happen in each chapter so he can, you know, pull the information out. And then we can talk about this book because we're reading it together and he thinks that's really cool. So while he's doing those questions, I'm working with Roman on making letters and sounds and reading books. And, you know, his reading has come a long way because we have this dedicated time for it. And we cuddle up on the couch with a book and that's our reading and writing class. And when they're done that, you know, and when I say done, I don't necessarily mean they've completed 18 sheets of paperwork. I just mean done. You know, they're getting bored, they're getting antsy, they've completed the task. Then they're off and they can go watch TV or play in their rooms or anything like that. After that, at 2:30, we have science class. Now, this one's really cool because Ivan loves the planets. My husband is an astronomy freak, so is my daughter, so they're really excited. They're teaching him all about the planets, and he's got all these printouts from education.com, you know, on each planet, and he's working one planet a day. He reads through it. He does the little questions and word scrambles and things like that, and then takes his little book and writes out all the information that he's learned. He's already starting Mars tomorrow. Like, he's super excited about it. And both boys can tell me the name of all eight planets, and they can put them in order. So that was pretty exciting. While he's doing that, I'm working with Roman, learning, you know, different parts of the bodies and the five senses. We're going to be doing taste tomorrow. So we're going to actually have a taste test so we can figure out what's salty and what's sweet and what's bitter and what's sour and all of these things. So it's totally fun. But it's like, okay, what do you want to learn about? And he's like, my body? I'm like, okay, you know, and we just kind of, you know, I gave him some options. He didn't just pull that out of the air. I just looked it up and said, you know, what kind of things are they looking at in kindergarten? And that's where this website's been a huge help. And our last class of the day, gym, which means we go for a walk, do some yoga, get off my butt. So that's like around 3:30, so that by 4 o'clock, that's it. I say, school's done. And they can have their video games, and it's just kept us structured. It's kept them busy. Now, Sarah has sat down. Sarah is my grade 9 student, and she is very driven, and she's very self-sufficient. So she's working at her own pace through the stuff that the school's given her, but also she's wanting to do some extra stuff. So we did the same thing with her, and we sat down and created her own schedule. And my teenager doesn't start until 10 a.m., but she has things like social studies, and we are working with her on geography. Math, she is actually learning trigonometry on her own and algebra, as well as working through what the school gave her for math. And the reason she's doing that is she wants to learn about physics in science class, our home science class. And so, you know, that's what she's kind of doing. And I found some websites, and we sit down together, and she follows that schedule. She's like, you know what, if I don't have this schedule, I'm just not going to do anything. So she has that same kind of idea that, you know, it's good to be consistent. It's good to have that kind of, you know, schedule. It's not rigid, and it's not a punishment. And so far, it's been 3 weeks. Nobody is fighting me. Nobody is, you know, because it's something we're all in together. And it's like, okay, you know what, today, and actually today, this is something that really did happen. We got so caught up in our reading and writing class, we spent an hour on it. These boys were sitting there reading, and it was like 2:30 by the time I was done. And I'm like, you know what? We went really long. Should we just skip science today? And they're like, yay. And I'm like, okay, let's go for a walk. And, you know, we're flexible that way, but it keeps them engaged and it keeps them busy. It keeps them out of trouble. We haven't had a chance to be tired or, you know, bored yet, because we're tired. We're, you know, by bedtime, these boys are sleeping hard. And Sarah's doing the same thing. She's got a gym class every day where she's doing her own workouts and, or comes with us. She's doing some, you know, reading and writing because she loves to write stories, things like that. I'm just looking at her schedule here. She's got science, and what we do, and we're doing on the weekends because, you know, we're home. There is no weekends. The weekends used to be, okay, today's the day Dad's home. Well, Dad's been home every day for almost 2 weeks now. So what we've done is decided that all the mornings are free time, Saturdays and Sundays. Everybody can just do their own thing. And, you know, I get to sit and drink a couple cups of coffee in bed or whatever. I still have work to do. I get to do podcasts. And then in the afternoon, we do a little bit of math, and we're doing history. Now, what we're doing for history, and we call it history, but we're actually working on a family tree. So we all get together and we talk about, you know, our relatives. And then Sarah, I got her a subscription to ancestry.ca. So as we're discovering things and talking about them as a family, and it's like, oh, Dad, you know, what was your grandfather's name? And I've got them calling my mom and my mother-in-law, because of course my mom is in isolation and my mother-in-law lives alone, and you know, we're social distancing, so we haven't seen them in almost a month. So by getting the kids involved in this family tree, they're calling their grandmothers and saying, hey, what was your mom's dad's name and stuff like that. So we work on that on Saturday afternoon, and we're doing some art, so we're going to do craft projects on Saturdays. Music was a lot of fun. We actually sat around in a circle, all five of us, including my husband, and tried to learn a song called Little Bunny Foo Foo, and we've decided that Daddy is unteachable. You know, so this is the type of stuff that my family is doing. I know that it sounds like a lot, and it sounds like it's super organized and super structured, and it's not really, because we're home anyways. So it's like, okay, what are we going to do for the day? We can't actually just sit here and watch TV all day or just be unstructured, because that's where, you know, especially with the boys, that's where the fighting comes in. That's where the boredom comes in. They need to know that there's still some structure, there's still some rules, and they still have expectations that if they want video games at the end of the day, they have to, you know, do something at school during the day. And I'm making it as fun as possible because I don't want to fight with them. I don't want them to, you know, hate me or feel forced. So this is really kind of directed by them. It's like, okay, so in math class, we're going to work on this. What's a fun way, right? So that's where the dice games come in. I'm going to teach them how to play crib. That's how I learned how to count. Those types of things. Sarah actually asked me for English class if I would help her learn about Shakespeare, because I actually used to study Shakespeare for fun in high school, and I own the complete collection of Shakespeare. So she actually came up with that on her own. So she is starting reading Hamlet, which means I have to read Hamlet because I haven't read it in 25 years. And so act by act, scene by scene, I'm working with her on that. We just started that today, talking about Hamlet, that kind of thing. And I've got some questions. I downloaded some great resources. The internet is incredible to find that kind of stuff. I downloaded a study guide for Hamlet, so I was able to pull questions out of there and talk to her. So I think this is like super cool because, you know, I know that the social isolating, and I know that the physical distancing is really hard on a lot of people, and I know that a lot of you are really overwhelmed, and I'm not trying to take that away. I'm not. I just want you to know that there can be some good things coming out of this. I'm sitting here talking to my daughter about Shakespeare. You know, my six-year-old kindergarten kid is learning his multiplication tables to 12s, not because we're being forced to, but because it's suddenly fun, right? He's got mom and dad sitting at the table and spending this one-on-one time with him. So if it's 20 minutes of math, it doesn't really seem like that. There have been so many cool benefits from this that we have seen as a family that, you know what, I hate COVID-19. I hate the fact that so many are sick and so many are dying and that there's no end in sight and we don't know how long this is going to last. I hate the fact that I don't know if I'll have a job or a company or if I'll financially survive this. I don't know any of that, but I can't dwell on all of that. I can't wake up every day dwelling on that. Today I posted something on my social media about, you know, keep moving. Motion changes emotion. Keep moving, keep doing something. Get up in the morning, get dressed, take a shower, make your bed. And this structure, this kind of school focus that we have, and for those of you listening to me, I've got air quotations because it's not nearly as structured as it sounds. And I'll post pictures of our schedule for you on my Facebook page or Instagram page if you want to follow me over there. It's not as scheduled and as structured as it looks. It just gives us some guidelines so that we keep moving, so that every day is something different, that we have stuff to look forward to. It keeps my brain busy because every day I'm going, okay, what are we going to do tomorrow? Do we have assignments from the teachers? Do we have stuff I can download, or are we going to play a new game? It's keeping me engaged with my kids more than I ever have been. So as a parent, this is a huge win. I've never really been a stay-at-home parent. I don't think I, you know, that's not a choice I would make for myself. And suddenly I'm being forced into it. So instead of, you know, railing against this disease and being miserable, I'm trying to make the best of it. And it's been really cool. You know, we're making ice cream and baking bread, and everything is a lesson. For those of you, again, who follow me on Facebook, you'll know that I posted some tips that I'm teaching my daughter. She's decided home ec on Saturday and Sundays. That's what she wants to do. Saturdays and Sundays afternoons are going to be her home ec time, because she loves to bake, she loves to cook. And so Saturdays and Sundays, that's what she's going to do. Except I want her to know that there's more to home economics. There's more life skills than, you know, just making cupcakes every day. So on Sunday, that's when she is learning how to make meal plans. And I had her make her first meal plan for our entire family for this week, based on the groceries we had. So next week it will be shopping lists, and I'm not going to take her or let her come grocery shopping with me, because one person per family at a time. And I really don't need her or any of my kids exposed to anything, but she's going to help me make the list and price it out. And she's going to learn how to stick to a budget. So, you know, we're turning all of these things that we have to do anyways into life lessons and trying to make the best of it. So I hope I didn't come across as preachy and say, this is what you have to do or should be doing. And if you don't do it, that's not my point here at all. This is what works for me. And for my anxiety, I need plans. I always find that the more I'm planned, the more structured I am, without being rigid, because, you know, a rigid structure is stresses me out. Just as much. I need to be flexible, but I need to have a plan. I need to know that there's something, that there's a goal, that there's an end game. And, you know, so far this has been working great. And I'm eager to learn more. I am definitely, like I said, keeping my brain engaged, and I'm not just sitting on my phone. I'm not, you know, on the internet. I'm focused and engaged with my kids at least 3 or 4 hours a day. You know, it's like 20 minutes here. I don't have the most patience in the world either. So, you know what? I'm not going to fight with them, and I'm not going to make this a big deal. When they're done, the class is done, and we'll finish it tomorrow, because I do want them to see that, you know what? It's still mom. And I want them to enjoy this time and not hate every second of it. And that's just kind of what's working for us. So I want to know what's working for you. And if you're struggling, let me know. I don't have the answers. I am not an expert here. I'm just like all of you that got thrown into this a couple weeks ago, and I'm just trying to make the best of it. And I've reached out to a lot of people I know that have homeschooled or have been homeschooled, and I've got teachers and things like that that I've been asking questions of. So if you do have a question, shoot it to me, and I'll see if I can find the answer for you. But all I want you to know is that you're not alone. No one is doing a perfect job. If you are not structured and scheduled and sitting down and having math class, don't be so hard on yourself. But remember, motion changes emotion, and that goes for your kids too. So keeping them engaged, keeping them doing stuff mentally and physically, is going to make this time at home a lot more enjoyable and a lot less stressful for all of you. So from my home to yours, I hope you have a fantastic week.
You've been keeping it real with Michelle Badusky. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
This is fun! The FU Network!